It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The busiest 60 minutes of your day. Well, it used to be on Wednesday. Now it's changed a little bit. It is Rain Man Wednesday, 1-800-990-3776. Caller number five, Rain Man, 15 questions in 2 minutes. I stole every part of it and am proud. The key to life is how well you steal stuff. I don't mean like as a criminal. I mean, you don't have to come up with anything original. You just have to steal the right stuff. By the way, I'm stealing this because it used to be I'd tell everybody to go on Twitter, but now it's YouTube. Everybody wants to look at us in addition to hear us. Don't ask me why. I don't care. It's just that they do. Whenever or wherever you're listening, you know we're live on YouTube. You can watch the show, see what's happening with the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. Pebble is off. I thought he was supposed to check with the Brewers to find out when they generally announce whether the dome's open or closed, because I'm going to institute my hairpiece being the way that people can find out at 5 o'clock.
I'm sorry to disappoint that I'm here instead, Homer. You're stuck with me the rest of the week.
Well, you're fine, but he just didn't do that before he left.
Now, I do need to know, because I saw Monday, did you put the hairpiece on halfway through the show?
During the first break.
How long does it take you to put the toupee? It's a toupee, right? I don't want to misspeak on your hair.
I don't know. 2 minutes.
Okay.
Put a couple pieces of tape and away it goes. So in the future, my computer just went dead. I don't know why that ever happened before.
Have you said caller five yet?
I did. 1-800-990-3776. Did somebody... Does that happen? It's never happened to me where the computer's updates are underway. Please keep your computer on. Maybe I did something and messed up. Caller number five, 1-800-990-3776. And you can win just by being caller five. Oh, now it's back up. Wow. I don't know how I did that. Caller number five, you automatically get a $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. They're a great partner. And you have a chance to impress people because we put it up on Twitter by trying to get as many as possible. I would offer you extra, like if you get double figures that you get breakfast at Ted's and Tosa, but I'm not allowed to do that because, I don't know, it's a violation of some rules. By the way, the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question today, I don't believe that this has been done. Chris McIntosh, great as athletic director at Wisconsin. Choices are, well, we only get four, A, B, C, D, or F. That's five. Alex Stroh filling in for Pebble. How do we get four in? A or B? C, D, F?
I don't know that he deserves an A.
Well, no, but that? I mean, the question is A or B will be one.
Got it.
I think that's the best way to do it. We'll see how many he can get for A's or B's. C, D, F. I would have given him an F, but now I'm up to maybe a C or a D because before he left, he did start and do his best job by far, if my information is correct, that they got an additional $30 million for football, and he got the money through the governor for – basically money for the players. It's supposed to, they say it's for facilities, but that money that the athletic department used to have to use for facilities, they don't have to anymore. So now that money can be used for the players. So given it took so long, I might have to give him a – but we'll see how – but how well they do this year is going to be based more on the coach. So I would have given him an F, and now he's up to a C minus because – even though he made the right move by taking a job that's sweet, that doesn't have the difficulty of being a current AD, and he might be able to assist the Big Ten in what they want to do, he did do things at the end before he left. Now, maybe it was a coincidence, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, saying he wanted to get something done. Maybe it was because he didn't know he was leaving. I don't know, but the two best things he did were the two that he did in the last few months, getting the $30 million, and then also getting another $17 million. So to me, I don't know how long the $30 million is for. It's for this year, but they're in a position where they can compete with the best. Now, with that money, assuming that basketball gets an appropriate amount, then it'll be up to how well the coaches do. I'm still looking for all that information, and I do believe that it's possible someone will have to look this up, but it's possible that Greg Gard has done as well with paying players as anybody in the country, given the money and how well he did. So you have to find other schools that got the same amount of money that he did. And I've said this before. I admit the possibility that I'm wrong, and in this regard, in this topic, I admit the possibility that I'm wrong multiplied by 10 because it's impossible to get information that you know is accurate, and that's sad for everyone because fans should be able to make a judgment on how well their school, do they have an amount of money. The coach, the basketball coach, I think it's Seton Hall, has gone public. I just think If a head coach is believes that the school is not, in the ballpark, they just got to quit, go somewhere else, or I don't know how you can quit, find another job, or if you have a contract, I don't know how you can break that up. But you, if you're not somewhere in the range, you got no chance, and you should go somewhere else. Just like the players, they go to the place that has the most money. Well, if you're a coach, if your school is not, I don't know, near average, don't have to be at the top, average in your conference, you got no chance. Who are the greatest basketball coaches ever? Can't say Johnny Wooden because he made sure he had the most money, even though he knew nothing about it, is what he told Bob Knight. I would say like, Red Auerbach or somebody who's the best pro coaches. You can't win. I don't care how great a trainer is. You ain't winning the Derby with a donkey. Same way applies now. There's a certain number that you have to have. And the sad part is we don't know any of those numbers, so we don't know what that number is. But we're smart enough to know that. If the average in your conference is $10 million and you got $5 million, you lose it. Or you're the greatest coach in the history of basketball, and everybody else, if they knew that, should want to hire you at one of those big schools because you're winning without any money. And if you got even more money, I would assume that you'll win even more. Sean in Sun Prairie, you're on 94.5 ESPN. Sean, I believe, is a regular and has competed in Rain Man before. Am I correct?
That's correct.
I would say your best is probably 8?
10.
10. All right. Okay. We will see. Rain Man is brought to you, as I said, by Cousin Subs. Sean is very good, may get double figures, but it doesn't matter. He gets the $25 gift card from Cousin Subs because they refuse to allow me to have any standard whatsoever. It's our gift card. We're going to do what we want. We're giving it to everybody because we're that nice, okay? Cousin Subs, they're that nice. Everybody who's Caller 5 gets a $25 gift card. Sean would be the latest. And a partner also, Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, until I realized there's more. Why? Why are they so good? One of the reasons is they've been doing it well for over 50 years, and they have been able to work with small, medium, and large businesses. So you can't say, well, they specialize in this. No, they specialize in everything. And so Saganiac Planning is now appropriately a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years. Phone number you can remember. All you got to know is 783. Saganiac Planning, 262-783, Roger Maris, 6161. would have liked a player more current than 1961 when Roger Maris hit 61 home runs, but they've hit actually more than 61 when they've been close. So it's still Roger Maris until further notice. I'm counting on Judge as being the one who will probably do the 61 and help me. The first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question, because Saganiac Planning has been a great supporter of Marquette for pretty much better than 50 years. So our great partners, Saganiac Planning and Cousin Subs, and Sean is ready to go. In fact, he's probably going, come on, Homer. Come on, Homer. Let's get to it. The first question, the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. You ready to go, Sean?
Ready to go.
Do you want to impress anybody with your predicted number?
Ooh, it depends on the depends what you got ready in the can. But
Of course it does.
I will do the best I can.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. First question of the Marquette, Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. 3, 2, 1, go. What coach ended Marquette's season the last 2 years at two different schools?
Buzz Williams.
Incorrect. With what overall pick was Micah Parsons taken in the 2021 NFL draft?
Pass.
With what overall pick was Jordan Love taken in the 2020 NFL draft?
24.
Incorrect. With what overall pick was Aaron Rodgers taken in the 2005 NFL draft?
24.
Correct. And what round was Mark Tauscher taken in the 2000 NFL draft?
Sixth round.
Incorrect. Tony Mandrich, the second overall pick in the 1989 NFL draft. Who was the third overall pick?
Barry Sanders.
Correct. Tom Brady, pick number 199 in the NFL draft. What Packer great quarterback was pick number 200?
Art Starr.
Correct. In what round was Donald Driver selected in the 1999 NFL draft?
Seventh round.
Correct. In what round was Mark Chmura taken in the 1992 NFL draft?
Fourth?
Incorrect. In what round was punter Brad Nordman taken in the 2012 NFL draft?
Seventh?
Incorrect. Oklahoma City was the best in the NBA, 64 wins. What team was next with 62?
Pistons.
Incorrect. How many wins for the Bucks this year?
32.
Correct. Of 82, how many games did Giannis play in?
30.
Incorrect. How old am I?
70.
Incorrect. 13 NBA seasons. 71. How many NBA titles for Bill Russell?
11.
Correct. With what overall pick was Micah Parsons taken in the 2021 NFL draft?
I'm going to guess fifth.
What'd you guess?
Fifth.
Fifth is incorrect. We're out of time. All right. I got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6.
I got 6 as well.
All right. Sean, apparently not an area of which you were an expert. I would say Alex Drove will probably get most of these correct. Some, yes. What coach ended Marquette's season the last 2 years at two different schools?
I didn't understand this question. Okay. So Dan Hurley ended their season, no?
No.
Oh, I guess that was regular season.
Correct.
They lost to who? Xavier. The head coach is Sean Miller?
Richard Pitino.
Oh, yes.
Year before, they lost in the tournament to New Mexico, and their coach
was Richard Pitino.
Richard Pitino. So I had to
put
it a different
way. Good question. Okay.
I didn't know. Maybe I could have put it a different
way. I overthought it. I
didn't understand that question. Yeah.
His team ended Marquette's season the last 2 years. Would that be a better way to put it? What coach?
Yeah, Richard Pitino.
All right. Yep. Okay. All right. I'll
getting
give
better
you
every week, Homer.
I'll give you a half, 6.5. With what overall pick was Micah Parsons taken?
Is he ninth?
12th. People think it was sooner than that.
I did. I thought he was a top 10 pick.
With what pick was Jordan Love?
He was 25th, right?
26th.
26th.
With what pick was Aaron Rodgers?
He was 24.
24, yes. In what round was Mark Tauscher taken?
Seventh.
Seventh round. Tony Mandrich was taken by the Packers with the second overall pick. Third pick was?
He said Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Right. Yep.
Fourth pick was, he was the.
Deion.
No, Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was fifth. Deion Thomas, who was a Hall of Famer with the Kansas City Chiefs. So Derek of Brooks. The first five picks.
Four Hall of Famers.
Four were Hall of Famers. Troy Aikman was one. And the Packers It took, man.
One of the all-time busts.
Yes, it was. He did play 7 years. The unknown about Tony Mandrich, he was taken the previous year in the Canadian Football League draft.
He's big on TikTok now, Homer. Are you on TikTok?
I'm not, but yeah, I've interviewed him. He's good.
He's big on TikTok.
Yes. What does he talk about?
I think like addiction, recovering from addiction and stuff like that.
Yeah. If I was going to talk, have anybody to talk about that, it would be the quarterback who was taken right after Peyton Manning.
Oh, Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf has done an amazing thing.
Do I get a point for that one?
Yes, you do. Well done. All right. So my other favorite pick, Tom Brady was pick number 99. What Packer great quarterback was 200?
That was Bart Starr.
Though when Starr was picked 200, he was like in the 20th round.
That was way later.
All right. You got Donald Driver right. He was 7th round. Mark Chmura, what round?
6th.
6th, correct. Punter Brad Nortman, what round?
Also the 6th.
Also the 6th. So whenever you see Chewy, say, same round as a punter. Nicely done. all right. This is a good question, and I wouldn't have got it right. I would have picked Detroit as well. Oklahoma City, 64 wins. What team next was 62?
I believe this is Wemby. This is the Spurs,
right? It is,
right?
Spurs. Yeah. How many wins for the Bucks? You had it right, 32. Of 82, how many games did Giannis play?
This is a shot in the dark, but I know it was not very many. Let's go with 34, like his jersey number.
Pretty close. 36. So the premise that he has that they held him out at games is not properly addressed, that you were hurt all season or much of the season. Yeah. How old am I?
You're missed 71.
By a year. 71. Yeah. And yes, I can't mention it often enough. 13 NBA seasons. How many NBA titles for Bill Russell? 11. And it would have been 12 if he hadn't gotten hurt and missed a playoff game. I think it would have been his rookie season or second season. Maybe it was they lost to the Hawks, and they weren't in Atlanta, and they weren't, I don't know where, Bob Pettit was there. It doesn't matter. 11 of 13, you need to know. All right, Sean, you still there? You got 6. How do you feel about that?
I missed your age by 1. Pouch, I should have guessed 7.
Yeah, so you were about a 9, I think. You probably were about 9. All right, now, because you're on, what grade do you give McIntosh as athletic director at Wisconsin? Your choices are A or B, C, D, F. Those are your 4.
You know, I don't know all the details of everything, but
of course you don't.
Performance, like, look, yeah, C and D. I mean, the women's hockey program has been amazing.
It has.
The two you have to feed are football and basketball, and we haven't done squat in those two sports in a long time.
Yep. All right.
Unfortunately.
Yep, that's true. And I mean, I just want to emphasize, like, football is alone. Probably 80, if not 90%, because of the importance of the money. And I don't know what it normally is, but you can't emphasize. And I just don't see how all the sports that don't create revenue are going to continue at the same level. Just don't see how it could happen. Hope I'm wrong, since I played in one. But all right, thanks, Sean. He gets the $25 gift card, and Jason Wilde is next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. He is on the Yingling Legend Superstar Hotline. And I'm doing that because I'm violating your rule. I believe there is a minus 5% chance that Dexter Lawrence joins the Green Bay Packers. I know I've said 5 is the lowest I can do, but after honoring you so many ways, I wanted to say 0, but I actually think it's less than 0.
Yeah, again, I never say never, and you know that. But you're right. I think it's unlikely. I think that's as bold as I'm willing to be when it comes to this.
I mean, they've spent their money. They got their guy, right?
They have the money to do it now.
But he's going to want more money, right? Somebody's going to have to give him more money. Okay, no,
exactly. And you'd be paying him, which I think is what they're doing with Hargrave too. I think they're paying him. It's really a 1-year deal.
But I mean, Dexter Lawrence is so much better than him.
at this point, probably, but yeah. I don't know how much so much is, though.
All right? I'll listen to you. That one, I didn't say minus 5%.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to pretend that I've been watching film of Dexter Lawrence and gotten a good bead on how good he is. He's younger. He's about 4 years younger than Hargrave. So he has fewer miles on his tires. And, yeah, he's been productive. I mean, but again, this is my thing about all these guys. And sometimes teams are just dumb, right? Like,
yes.
Jerry Jones, dumb when it comes to, great when it comes to business. I mean,
he's ruined one of the great franchises. Parsons, he has ruined one of the great franchises, yes.
Okay. The Joe Shane, the Giants GM, who they'd be dealing with again, by the way. So maybe he is dumb because this is a guy who let Xavier McKinney out of his building in his absolute prime. I mean, this guy let a guy who was 24 years old when he hit free agency out of his building, and the guy went on to be a two-time All-Pro since he left. He's a guy.
And everybody
who
thought he was that good, right?
Yeah,
this has surprised no one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Goody even admitted when it came to him and Josh Jacobs, he couldn't believe either one of them were available in free agency 2 years ago. And then not only that, but Shane also moved on from Saquon Barkley, obviously prematurely, and he went and won a Super Bowl and cracked 2,000 yards. And now what have they done since? The Giants signed a guy in free agency at safety last year and overpaid him. And then now they're talking about taking Jeremiah Love, the running back from Notre Dame.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe they're just dumb.
Yes.
But the point that I would make is,
as you've told me to say, Homer, they've made dumb decisions.
Yeah. And so when I look at, you know, the possibility of Dexter Lawrence, you're talking about a team that let those two guys out of their building at the same time. Generally speaking, my thought process with guys that are allowed to leave is, and this goes for going the other direction too, right? When the Packers let a guy leave, like Packers had their reasons for not paying more money to Quay Walker. Like they said, all right, we like him this much. And if somebody else wants to give him more power to him, but we don't think he's worth it. Right. But there are some guys like, and I don't mean this in a mean-spirited way toward Romeo Doubs, especially since, you know, I do think mental health is a real thing that the NFL has finally realized that they need to pay a little bit closer attention to. But, like, the Packers, I'm telling you, the Packers had made up their mind on him after that episode during the 24 season. Whether that's fair or unfair, their thought process was, yeah, let this guy do the best he can this season and earn himself some money from somebody else because we're not going to pay him.
And I do you believe, as I do, like that's a part of their mental. Who's the guy who just retired? Wouldn't they have talked to him? When do you want to invest in this guy given the injuries? McKenzie.
Yes. And so that's, you know, that's a guy that, you know, again, you can at least if somebody says, well, why would they let him out of the building? You have an answer.
Yes.
Right? Because of that incident.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, and look, there's other guys that they might have been malcontents, whatever issues there were, you can at least understand it. I don't know what the issues are with Dexter Lawrence other than he wants more money, which who doesn't, right? I get it. But I don't know, man. Like the other thing about this is not a huge criticism of Goody. It's just that I'm not sure I understand what's happening with him kind of remark.
Explain.
But like, all right, he's traded for Zaire Franklin, who is going to be 30. Yeah. He signed Anthony Hargrave, who is 33. Mm-hmm. Dexter Lawrence, I think, is going to be 29 during the season, if I remember correctly. So not quite like out of Goody's.
Well, I can answer this. Goody's listened to you. He's doing what you said.
I can guarantee you that's
all right. Well, then the other choice, if it's not you, is Ed Policy.
Well, all I'm saying is that when somebody starts doing things that are counter to what they've always done, I just start to wonder why. That doesn't mean that what they're doing is wrong.
But don't you know that it's Ed Policy? Don't you know why it's Ed Policy? That's got to be it.
Well, so here's the thing. Maybe it's not Ed Policy, but maybe it's the conversations that they had surrounding their extensions, right? Like, I don't know this. I think they're 3-year extensions. Okay.
I'm 110% with you on that.
All right. But and look, unless, as we've talked about before, unless things went to hell in a handbasket and they finished 4-13, nobody's getting fired after this season. And they'd have to go 4-13 with no injuries and they still go 4-13.
Right, and they're not because they're too good.
Right, exactly. Even with injuries, they're not going to be that bad. But my point is that they've got 2 years. They got this year and they got next year. So maybe it's not, hey, Goody, I'm playing Ed Policy here. You got to sign more veterans. This youth thing, it ain't working. There's good players that have had their 30th birthday. You have to be more open-minded on this. We need to adjust our approach. And
all right,
maybe,
and then I want you to continue that, adding Micah Parsons, because
who was 26 when they acquired him,
right? But that was bizarre. That was no, Goody doesn't do that, right?
Well, not generally.
Yes,
but he, in fairness to Goody, he tried to get Khalil Mack in 2018 the same way.
Right. Okay.
Like just wouldn't give up 2 first-round picks. And the Bears would.
And he didn't think he was as good as he thought Parsons was.
Probably not.
Yeah,
but again,
okay.
he had two first round picks in 19 and the Bears wanted both.
Yeah.
And he said, no, we're not going to do that. But so he's been willing to do that. But in Parsons' case, at least Parsons fits the suit of what Goody sees as a player worth that investment. He is a 26-year-old player.
Yes.
And Goody flat out told us that in his opinion, 26 to 29 is the window of when you're at the peak of
all
your
right,
power.
So now the big question that everybody wants me to ask for them, why do you think Goody has done exactly what you've described?
I think he feels the pressure.
Okay.
Like not like excruciating, like, you know, being smushed by one of those things that break up the cars at the junkyard, smushed. But I think he's feeling it a little bit. He's feeling the urgency. He made the comment last year about urgency, right? We all remember that.
Even
and I
with
think he's feeling,
an extension.
Yes, because, okay. Again, the one thing you and I have disagreed on about the extensions is it buys some time, but it doesn't buy a ton of time.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm cleaning out my office here before we move to our new offices. So this place, there's a lot of money invested in this stadium, right? And there's a lot of money in their bank account and their corporate reserve fund. They don't want to be paying out empty years of contracts to coaches and general managers that they fire, right? They had to do, 1 year with McCarthy. They had to pay 1 year out to Mike Sherman, you know, in LaFleur's case, and probably in Goody's too, if they were to fire them, say, after the 2027 season, and they had 2 years left on their contracts, both those guys would get jobs, and they'd take less money than they would normally because they'd want Packers to be on the hook for that. But what I'm saying is I think they've got this year and next year, and if they don't, like, make an NFC championship game or something to that effect, then it doesn't matter that they have 2 more years left on their contract. So to me, that's where kind of the urgency and the being willing, like Goody's never going to say that. Like if I talk to him and I ask him, you know, it feels, Goody, like you're doing things that you haven't done traditionally.
No, he's got to answer that because it's accurate. He can't dispute that, can he?
No, you know what? I can tell you exactly what he'll say. Oh, I wouldn't agree with that. We've always said we're going to be part of every conversation.
Wait a minute, Goody. I've checked your 7 years, and the first X years you did 0, and now you've done it 3 times. And you can't dispute the facts. Now what do you say?
Yeah, he's going to say, well, every player is different, and these guys are different than other players that were available. He is not going to say, because remember, the line that I said to him on February 4th or whatever it was when he talked to us, or I don't know when it was after the season had ended, but the line that I said was, it's like there's a line of demarcation at age 30. And he disagreed with that.
Yeah.
Right? He said, no, there's no line of demarcation.
Well, no, now I can say just a coincidence.
Right. Or Ted, RIP, I love Ted. But Ted used to always say, that's just the way it worked out. And I used to give him a hard time. He's like, I said, Ted, you said that about getting Clay Matthews. And Clay Matthews, you traded up to draft him. That wasn't just how it worked out. Like, you went up and got him. That's not how it just worked out.
All right, we have now on YouTube a possible explanation, only that I'd like you to address it. Goody is fed up with LaFleur's staff not developing young players and is putting all the pressure on LaFleur.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that obviously comes from somebody who doesn't think LaFleur or his staff are good coaches, so they have their view. What I would say
but
in rebuttal
that,
is...
But, I mean, that is not putting pressure on LaFleur. To me, if you're going to take that, he's trying to help LaFleur.
Well, yes, maybe. But on the other part of that, I would argue, is...
I don't think
a lot
true.
Of the guys that you... I don't agree with it, but
right.
It's not the worst theory I've heard.
Yeah.
But I would say this. When I look at older players, when you spend all your time talking about how older players get hurt more, they miss more games... Well, now you're going to get him. Like, I don't know, Zaire Franklin has been pretty durable from his track record. That guy comes in here and he, you know, tears his triceps or something in week three. You know, then Goody's going to say, you know, dang it. I knew I shouldn't have been doing this. This is not what I do, right? Or Hargrave. Like, he had one season, I don't know if he tore his pec or whatever it was with San Francisco,
but he played like four games. Yeah, two or three, none. I think the perfect person to ask is Ron Wolf, because we were around, and people forget how many veterans he added at a time when that team was close to the Cowboys, not good enough.
Yep.
Now, the difference might be that there was no limit to the money. So you just brought in the veteran guys you wanted. Now, would even Ron Wolf agree that it's different now with the cap, and he couldn't bring in all the guys that he liked versus having to just get a veteran? But he's the expert. People... Man, how big was Eugene Robinson that year?
Yeah, and Santana. I mean, Santana Johnson wasn't old when they got him, but Sean Jones was. Yeah, it's, again, you're right. But this is a different league, and it's definitely a different philosophy. And so I certainly don't think Goody said, you know what, I need to be more like Ron Wolf. I need more veterans. I definitely don't believe that.
I wanted to ask you one, too, about Wicks. So here's what I would do if I was a GM. If Philadelphia's interested, I'm not trading him. And if because of that GM, or if Seattle, like, if I was thinking of getting rid of, who is the running back, Wilson?
Yes, Wilson.
And then I hear they're interested, I'm getting him back. I don't know if you could do that. You probably can.
Because you're thinking those two guys know something.
Yes. Exact opposite of what you said about the Giants. Anything's possible with the Giants, yeah. If Schneider likes him,
again,
go ahead.
I mean, look, the Wilson thing I don't understand at all, because he got like next to nothing from Schneider. Like,
right. And you agree
deal is worth
he
up.
Was good.
Yeah, I totally agree. And they don't have now, I'm sure they'll draft somebody. And, you know, running backs are a dime. I mean, he was an undrafted free agent from a tiny school. So, but he did start one game last year, and he had 107 yards and two touchdowns. Like,
when he didn't start, he was good.
He had a track, right. And he had, you know, he averaged 5 yards a carry a couple of years ago. So, again, I said this to Tausch this morning, like, as I went through, and I'm up to the offensive line now, which we know lacks depth, I've done quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. And all four positions that I've written about so far on Channel 3000, you can make an argument that they have needs at all of them. not for starters, but that their depth is terrible in largely every spot there.
Yeah, they got a potential disaster.
Yeah, again, if they stay healthy, they're playing in the NFC Championship.
Hold on. No offensive line ever stays
Nobody stays that healthy except the 2014 Packers who did play in the NFC
And how many years you've been following the team? You got 1 year to say that.
This will be 31.
Yeah, so we'll give you one that maybe – so we got two out of 30.
Well, that was 12 years ago. Maybe we're due.
Yeah, okay. You run with that. That's what I call a goody. All right, Jason, thanks.
All right, Homer.
You better be ready for Bulaga tomorrow. Thanks. Jason Woolley, he is on the Yuengling legendary hotline. When you're three-time anything, I've decided that takes you to a different level. Win a tournament, whatever. You do it three times, it puts you at a significant gap between someone who does it one time. Milwaukee Weight Loss. I talked with them. I had the update as far as how much I'd lost, like 27 pounds. And they said, how's it going? I said, just what people told me. He said, you can almost say it's easy. I don't know if you ever want to say a weight loss program is easy unless you've lost the weight and keep it off for, I would say, a year. And I think I will. Now it's 3 months. How do they do it? They don't have anything special. You don't have to take an injection. There's nothing weird that you say, well, I like it. I don't want to do that. No, there's no, I don't want to do that. 262-235-3980, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. You just call, ask them questions. Call me. It works. I eat less, and I'm comfortable eating less. They have a program for the first 60 days. Now they have a special for a limited time. Get $200 off with a spring special. But how it works for you might be different than how it works for me. Very important part to me, I found a salad dressing and a barbecue sauce that have zero calories. So I can put it on anything. And as you discover, you oftentimes like the taste of the spices and flavor rather than exactly what you're eating. For example, I couldn't have shrimp because I couldn't use the shrimp cocktail sauce. So I found this barbecue sauce that I use, and I can eat shrimp every night if I want and stay within the standards for Milwaukee Weight Loss. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, 262-235-3980. I am next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Marquette has apparently added transfer portal Sananda Fru. I have no idea if that's right. He's German. He played last year for Louisville. He will be 23 in August. Oh, baby.
Right up your alley.
I said to go foreign. I thought it would be New Zealand or Australia. Yes, 23. He's played 1 year of college. He played professionally, I think, for 4 years in Germany. But anyway, so he was good last year at Louisville. So then the question becomes, he had 8.6 rebounds or I don't know what it was. But anyway, so I mean, if I'm
Number seven transfer.
Yeah, if I'm Mr. Fru, then if I'd assume that Marquette would have to pay more than Louisville, or I'm going to go back to Louisville. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like it there. Maybe he wants to play for Shaka Smart. But, the question was, will they go in the transfer portal? And I think I had said yes, because I thought last year it wasn't that Shaka Smart didn't think he needed to go into the transfer portal. He was happy with who he got. Now, three outstanding players coming back, and now they've got an inside player. So, again, this applies for me, not to every school. It doesn't matter that it's Marquette because I do the Marquette games. You'd like to know, you know, how much each school offered and why he picked Marquette over Louisville, and it may have been a coach. It could be anything. But I just always, what do I start with? What's the number one thing to believe? Money. And did Marquette offer more, or did Marquette offer the same as Louisville, but he chose to go somewhere else? Or
you'd have to think it's more.
The answer is yes. The answer is no one knows. I mean, the people involved know, but they won't tell us. All that it says for Marquette is that yes, they felt that Shaka Smart felt like he needed to get into the portal, and they have. And like I said, Right up there. Now, the kid Blackwell, what was he? Wasn't he in this same listing of the transport? Wasn't he like two?
Number two.
Number two. And he's gone to Illinois. I think. I don't know that that's official. But if he goes to Illinois, what's the first thing I will assume there?
Money.
Yes. That they offered him the most money.
Well, why do you think he was in the transfer portal in the first place, Homer?
Well,
what do you assume that reason is?
I assume that it works this way, though. Again, if someone gets mad at me, then I might have to apologize to whoever you apologize to. Before the transfer portal opens, the kids all are available. And somebody for them communicates to find out what the offers are. And then the person says to the player, okay, here's what your offers are. And if the one at the school they're at is the biggest, they don't enter the transfer portal. Or if they go to the school and say, look, if somebody else has offered me this, if the school matches it, or then they might go back. But I think this is all done before the transfer portal opens.
What do you think percentage-wise? In terms of guys that stay put,
yeah,
but probably could have made more.
Yes.
Whether it be slightly or a lot more, it's got to be, what, 5%?
Something. And then it would be, now that you've had this, the coach at Michigan's and say, yeah, we're going to give you a little less, but you can win here, and maybe that will mean more for you as a pro. But I view this as if my kid was going through this. I'm taking the money. Why? Because everything else would seem to me about the same. Like, my level of play, is it going to be that much different? If I play at Michigan and win the title, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to get drafted sooner. I don't know how. Do you have to be on the national team? No, it's based on the talent they observe and maybe how you do and whatever preps that you do before it. But, I mean, that's what I would sell if I would. What's more important to me, winning a national title or money? I can't speak personally, but for my kid, money. Now, how much am I willing to, you know, okay, so I got $1 million. My kid can go where it's $1 million, or Michigan, or Wisconsin, or say Wisconsin or Marquette, where I'm from. What would they have to offer for me to pick them? And I'm saying this for my kid. $900,000. I might give him a, why not more? Well, no. I mean, I like Marquette. I like Wisconsin, whatever. I don't know. You might be different. It's easy for everybody to assess this because they can say what they would do as a parent. And I think everybody privately says, and some have said public coaches, yeah, it's all about the money. Well, shouldn't it be? Versus, all right, I can get a degree, or I could do a degree. There are other things that would factor in, but money. And I'm agreeing to discounts you might give, but you're not getting a 25% discount. Not unless you can sell me on something that covers that discount. And Jim McElvain would say you always go to the state because the people will remember you forever if you were a hotshot. They'll take care of you the rest of your life. So maybe in some cases I would call McElvain and say, huh, how much do you think that's worth over your life? Can it cover the limit that I have of I'll give you a deal, but only I won't go any higher than $100,000. I'm sure he would probably go a little bit more, suggest that. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yes, I still need help finding that place where you can bet on Wisconsin football over under at 6.5. That's what I'm looking for, 6.5. I will travel anywhere in the country. And I'm also said I'll bet anybody who's that negative about it, and all they have to do is drop their money off at Ted's in Tulsa, and I'll match it, and then Kevin there will keep it. Have not had any takers yet, Kevin reported, but we don't have to do that. I can go to anywhere else. I haven't seen any of the casinos, whatever. I don't think Pottawatomie has it yet. Yeah, I want Wisconsin football over-under win 6.5. Window Nation, spring is a great time to open your windows, assuming they work. But if they don't and you're a little slow getting around, which happens, maybe they leak, they're cracked, or need painting, this is the time. Window Nation's the more you buy, the more you save sale. You could save up to 50% off, plus you could get zero interest for 5 years. Those are the things to talk about. What you don't know, and you should know, Window Nation's been around the country. They've been successful in so many places. They're new. You haven't heard about them. It's a family business, and they continue on and on. The family's still doing it. You'll learn more about that, which will make you feel even better that's what you get in addition to the more you buy, the more you save. Save up to 50% off, plus you get zero interest for 5 years. And as a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, ask how you could score a pair of Brewers tickets. And ask, is Homer right when he talks about the family business? You've been everywhere, and now you're going to please people in Milwaukee area and Wisconsin like you have all around the country? During uncertain times, one of the best investments you can make is your home. So visit WindowNation.com to book a consultation, WindowNation.com to book a consultation, and follow up on the questions that I brought up. Thanks to Jason Wilde. And the Rain Man competition often goes up on Twitter, so that'll probably happen. And I'm no further along. Somebody mentioned 24/7 sports with the information about schools and how much they've spent. I'll keep working at it. It would make the discussions about coaches and schools so much better. You would change the view. And that's what Wisconsin has to look for in an AD. Who has had success in NIL? But we don't know, because we don't know who's doing well with the money they have. And it's 80, 90% football. Might even be higher than that in terms of for an athletic department as an AD. AD's got two jobs. One, football, and all the others. All right, maybe there's a second for men's basketball. It's all about the revenue that you're needed to win. That's what determines. You take care of football, and you do it really well, you're going to have a job. Guaranteed. Quote me on that. Synalysis is next. And in honor, Synalysis, it's not in progress, but it could be. Next.